Throughout the day, emergency workers and volunteers in Washington loaded moving vans with donated supplies destined for Haiti.
Make sure you work with each other.
Volunteers boxed clothing, medical supplies, and other items at this hospital warehouse in southeast Washington. Washington's local government helped to coordinate aid efforts by Washington's Haitian Embassy and the Greater Washington Haitian Relief Committee. With schools closed for a holiday, some parents took the opportunity to teach their children a lesson in charity.
Well, actually, I was scheduled to work this morning. When I got up at 5:30, I saw on the news that they needed a lot of help, and I called into my job and I said I needed to take a short day vacation because I needed my son to be a part of what was going on.
Like, it was just the Christmas season, and they had opened a bunch of gifts, and they know how good it feels to get gifts, but, you know, I wanted to see how good it feels to give back to.
When we were watching the news, and it seems really bad because all, like, most of the hospitals went down, and we need to give them food.
At the Haitian Embassy, people continue to bring donations Monday. One man from Brooklyn, New York, is heading to Haiti to help with relief efforts.
My wife and kids, you know, we were all crying the other day when we saw it on TV. And that's why I came yesterday to help, to be part of this.
Local officials are urging people to donate money rather than more items to help defray the costs of relief efforts. They say the first shipment from the warehouse should arrive in Haiti in a few days. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama took time to personally thank American Red Cross workers in Washington. Robert Raffel, VOA News.